Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. Our first reading is taken from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 20, verses 10 to 13. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 68 or Psalm 69, depending on the translation of your Bible. Our gospel reading is taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 26 to 33. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, my brothers, my sisters, the fear of breathless trials. The fear of breathless trials. My brothers and sisters, worries and problems of today's world have left us speechless and breathless. The survivors of COVID-19 have testified that breathlessness is symptomatic of the virus. Thus, the virus ends life by imposing on its victims the pains of breathlessness. Like the prophet Jeremiah in today's first reading, George Floyd, an unarmed African-American man, was confronted by some policemen. He was denounced without trial, mastered by hate, and drained out of life. Before suffocation, George cried out, "I can't breathe." But it was too late, because a sentence of breathlessness had been imposed on him without investigation and trial by his accusers. I know some would say we are flogging a dead horse, and our response is that the horse is dead, but its carcass still smells. Thus, children of God experience daily breathless trials, like our Lord Jesus, who struggled to breathe on the altar of the cross and breathlessly said, "In the end, it is finished." We battle today against misconceived notions of the human person and family. We battle today against missiles fired at the body of Christ. And we battle today against systemic insults and abuses that make us susceptible to the virus of hatred, distrust, and faithlessness. St. Paul identifies sin as the cause of our woes. In other words, the fall of Adam paved the way for fears and pains of life, and the final verdict of breathlessness and death. However, in the face of those trials and tribulations, the psalmist says, God-seeking hearts and those who suffer taunts for God must pray. Yes, you must pray. I must pray. We must pray, because God will answer and reveal his unending love. Yes, God will answer you. God will reveal to you that he loves you and that his love never ends. The prophet Jeremiah says, the Lord of hosts and the mighty hero will surely avenge with justice those who oppose the just and try to suffocate the poor and the needy. We must never be tempted to think that the Lord takes too long to act. In the words of St. Peter in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises, rather he desires the repentance of everyone. Thus, while you wait for Yahweh's response, our Lord Jesus says in today's gospel, me forbetete, that is, do not be afraid while you wait. Why? Because the men and women of integrity will surely be vindicated. Yes, you will be vindicated. We will be vindicated. God knows us. God knows you by your name. God knows us by our names. Hence, he will not forget you. He will not forget us. He will not forget the days of your trouble. He will surely come to your aid. Thus, my brothers and sisters, we must not be afraid to uphold justice for the unborn child. We must not be afraid to uphold equality for all, because God is by our side. Thus, our breathless trials and tribulations will not overcome us, because our Lord Jesus will surely come to reinfuse in us the fullness of the breath of life. And so, my brothers and sisters, let us wait upon the Lord, because the Lord will surely come to revive our drooping spirits. That is my prayer for you today. That is my prayer for you this week. And that is my prayer for you as you listen to the voice of Yahweh. May he bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.